Welcome to Honey Do Me. We're your hosts, Cass and Emma.
And this week, we're taking it up a notch with our new segment, Emma and Cass Do.
Thanks to our expert guests, we've brought you episodes all about how to. We've learned how to get kinky, how to ride cowgirl, how to give life-changing hand jobs, and so much more.
But we think it's high time to put all that expert advice to the test and tell you how it went.
Each episode is going to give you an honest review of a sexy topic from total amateurs, aka us.
And first up is the almighty butt stuff. For the second time in Honey Do Me history, let's talk about butt stuff.
Yes, but let's get a little more personal with it.
Yes. So
our butts.
We often give advice, but now it's time to receive it. Receive that
when
advice.
When have we given advice?
Up my butt. Well, we disperse the advice we have gotten.
Yeah, so we get advice often. We don't always take it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And like, we just have to be honest about that.
Yeah, some things aren't for us. Some things we don't want to try. Butt stuff is something we've both been scared of.
Yeah, I would never say that I would have tried butt stuff in my entire life.
Yeah.
Until we talked to Tristan, and mm-hmm. after that episode, I told you, I was like, I think I'm kind of down.
Absolutely.
She kind of sold me on it.
She really sells it. So if you haven't listened to our episode with Tristan Taramino, that's where the expert advice on butt stuff is going to be. So that's mm-hmm. really like the how-to. And this episode is all about
the how did.
Exactly. Yeah. So we want to give you really honest mm-hmm. reviews of butt stuff. The do's, the do nots, what went well, what didn't.
What didn't, and everything in between. Because going into something like butt play and not knowing what to expect or being told all the highlights is scary, because when something goes wrong, or not wrong, but you think it might be wrong, you get really thrown off and it can throw you out of sync immediately.
Absolutely. It's already kind of like a taboo subject.
Yeah.
And so if something doesn't work exactly right, it's kind mm-hmm. of like, okay, never mind, I'm out.
Yeah. Like, I guess I can't do this. I guess this isn't for me. So like, I can't ever try.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our feelings about butt stuff in mm-hmm. general. I had never really wanted to try it at all. Mm-hmm. It was scary. It felt so out of alignment with how I like define myself, because mm-hmm. I do see myself as very vanilla.
Right.
But as we've learned, that means something different for everybody.
Right.
So my definition of vanilla might be somebody's extremely kinky.
Right.
But yeah, it was just never something I was ready for. And then we were like, you know what? Let's do it.
Do it.
Emma and Cass are going to do it.
Yeah. I was really, really excited. And I just can't wait to share this info, even though it's a lot.
Yeah. So here's an honest review of
it's not always
butt stuff.
Pretty. It's not always going to be pretty. You're going to learn more about
assholes
us
are not always than, pretty.
You know what? I have breaking news. Assholes aren't always pretty.
There's poop in them.
There it does. Yep.
Yeah.
So let's start with our reviews overall. Let's talk about how we enjoyed. I'll say what I've done and how I liked it. So me as a single woman tried anal beads. Mm-hmm. So that's something I can do by myself. I incorporated it into my masturbation practice. In my review overall in numbers is 10 out of 10.
Love it.
Or maybe at least a 9.
Okay.
For anal play. I really, really liked it. It was unexpectedly fun. It was uncomfortable at times. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it was flawless from the get-go. Mm-hmm. It was pleasurable. My orgasms were different than I have experienced in other types of masturbating. So that was pretty phenomenal. What else do I have? I overall liked the sensation of having something somewhere else, like having mm-hmm. that full feeling.
Yes.
That was...
Sorry for saying that so creepily.
You love that. Yes. I realized how, like, with my vibrator, and if it's inside of me when I'm vibrating.
when I'm vibrating
at a higher level, when I'm masturbating, how, like, sometimes you can, like, crave it being farther, like, mm-hmm. deeper in you. I felt like that as
in your
well.
Guts.
with the anal beads, though.
Okay.
Like, sometimes where it's like, oh, I get why it could feel nice
get
to
get up to my small intestine, baby.
Just pop it on in there. And one day I do, like, it would be fun to try it during sex. I would totally be down to try it one day with a partner. I loved having it at my own speed in solo play. And I'm excited to tell you the ugly along with the good about it being a great experience, but it wasn't smooth.
Okay. And the logistics,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So for my experience, I did not use anal beads. So I am partnered. Uh-huh. And I knew I wanted to try anal sex. So we should clarify. By butt stuff, like, if you listen to Tristan's episode or if you haven't, like, butt stuff does not just mean, like, taking it up the ass.
Yes, regardless of what some may think.
One of our commenters on TikTok so boldly and aggressively put it.
Yeah, it does not necessarily mean taking a dick up the ass. Yeah,
that is not, no. A strap on a dick, no, that's not it. That's not the... It doesn't have to be the end game. It can just be like outside of the hole. It can be different items in the hole, butt safe items. And so, yeah. But I knew I really wanted to try anal sex. It was something I'd never tried. So, but I also needed to work my way up to it, as we learned in that episode. Yeah. So I got a basically a butt plug learning set that came with like three sizes. So a small, a medium, and a large.
And can you give references to how big each of those sizes were?
Yeah. So I would say the small was like, it's hard because fingers are subjective. maybe about the size of like a nickel in width. Uh-huh. The medium, maybe like a quarter. Mm-hmm. And the large, maybe like a half dollar.
Okay. That's kind of
maybe
big.
A little smaller.
Okay.
But I mean, think of a dick.
Yeah. Half dollar is about an inch and a half across.
So maybe a little smaller than a half dollar.
Okay.
It looked big when I first got it. Not as big as like a normal butt plug. So they are also shaped ergonomically. So they're a little weird looking. They're not like that typical like teardrop butt plug shape. But I think that actually really helped me in a lot of ways. And then I did indeed work my way up to anal sex. And I had a penis back there. My partner's penis.
Good to know. Good to note.
And overall, if we're just doing overall impressions right now, I would also give it a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I had some pretty mind-blowing orgasms with the solo play in particular, and then using a butt plug during sex. So I guess I did three things. I used the butt plugs during solo play. I used them during sex, and then we had anal sex. Okay. So those like three different things. That was my like working my way up.
Right.
Yeah, there were some bumps along the road for sure. Mm-hmm. Was not smooth sailing.
Not smooth sailing. It was rough waters out there.
It was hella rough waters, dude. But we rode those waves.
Yeah.
And
gnarly, bro.
Yeah. And now I'm a full-blown anal enthusiast.
I don't know if I'd say that.
No. But I do really like it. And I'm really excited to get into it a little bit more because I think if I had like ran into these bumps outside of this context, outside of knowing that this is what I was doing it for and I was, you know, from everything that I've learned and I feel like we've become very open, I would have given up.
Right.
If I had just experienced these as a non-sex podcast host.
Right.
And I don't want people to give up on it because it is really fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think you can have like totally cool sensations, totally gnarly sensations if you're willing to work through those bumps.
Yeah.
So there's some things I would do again and there's some things that I would fix.
Yes. I am right there with you. I'm so glad to hear that you are also a 10 out of 10. And that
we're butt girls.
We're butt gals.
Gals.
Butt stuff. Gals. So now that we have those reviews, let's talk a little bit before we get into the juicy stuff. Easy there. About prep.
Yes.
So kind of what we did to get ready. So I will be totally honest that like everything we learned went out of my head. I was like, I forget everything that I'm supposed to do right now. Mm-hmm. So took a deep breath, did a little bit more research for my prep. It was definitely watching some porn, getting turned on because and wine. So wine really helps get me like flirty.
Yeah.
Dirty twirlies.
Yeah.
You know?
You needed your dirty twirlies with your dirty beads.
And I didn't need it to like have the confidence. I just needed it to like loosen up a little bit. And it just helps me like
kick start. You don't want your butthole to be tight.
No, exactly. So got some wine, not every single time, but some of the times.
Not all 1,000 times, but
watched a little porn because that always helps, like kickstart. And lube.
Oh, I don't think we can say it enough.
Cannot
honey.
Say it enough. So it's funny because Tristan talked about using lube, and then when it came time to like apply it, I was
assemble.
Like, where do I put it though?
I know, because it drips off.
Yeah. Okay. So I was laying in bed and I tried to like, I was like ready to do it. So I tried to squeeze lube on my beads and then it like fell off and then it was in my bed and I was like, well.
And you haven't been in Emma's room, but she just got beautiful new bedding.
And then I was like, well, I guess I could just put it on my hand and then put it down.
Wait, so you put it on your hand and then on your asshole?
Yeah. I was like, how do I do this? It wasn't sticking to the beads.
Oh my God.
So eventually I got a little bit of both to work. But I was a little caught up on how the lube is supposed to work because, yes, I'm on board with lube. Of course,
yes.
You need it. But I forgot
how
to do
it. Oh, I wouldn't put it in dry. But yeah.
No, never. And
oh my God.
So, and then warm up. So I guess that kind of goes with like porn too. But I also did try to like put myself in a good place for longer.
Did some
like
squats.
No. But I did try to stay turned on for longer. I won't say I was super successful at it, which I'll get to, but I did need to like warm myself up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of it that I used for prep. What did you
okay.
do? I was like dying to ask you to, but I was like, if I get
I
your
know,
advice,
I know
I it would like impact our research.
Here's the thing. I have no advice for that. I will say I wasn't creative as you. I wasn't as creative and I didn't put it straight on my asshole. Did you put it in?
Do. No.
Okay.
I was just trying to be solution oriented.
You're like, it'll catch it on its way.
Yeah,
it'll
like,
just coat it.
It might as well. I think it'll go that way.
Like a car wash.
Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah, so lube. But I will take a few steps back because I was having non-solo play as well. There was some additional prep that I really wanted to take. So one of the things that we talked about in that episode was a bidet.
Yeah.
So right after we learned about butt stuff, I went and got a Tushy bidet. And I really do like it. I will say that I got like the regular one that doesn't hook up to my sink. So there's like an extra cord that you can hook up to your sink. So it's cold. And cold water on your asshole, like pros and cons. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it gets me clean. Yeah, it stings a little.
Right.
So I appreciated its support of me in this journey. And I would recommend it for anal just because it gave me that peace of mind. Right. Like, because I don't want to like shove my finger up there with toilet paper or anything. You know what I mean?
That
feels
100%.
If I'm being straightforward with it all, because that's what I would want to do is like, oh, I got to clean it out. But this felt so much better.
Yeah.
Not that I really have done that, but
no, nor I.
Like on my period, I've had to do that with my vagina.
Right.
And that doesn't feel good either. So that's another thing that the bidet is really helpful for. That being said, I don't love cold water shot up my vagina when I'm on my period. It's not the most comforting.
But you like your Tushy a lot.
Yes. But I love my Tushy.
Yeah.
My bidet.
You love your Tushy.
I love my Tushy. I love Tushy stuff.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was one of the prep things that I did. And also, if I'm being completely honest, I had to make sure to shave because that was going to keep me comfortable with the whole thing. Because one of my biggest fears going into this is somebody looking at my asshole.
Yeah.
Even though I have been with my partner for 4 years, the thought of him just like direct with my asshole, it feels intimidating.
Eye to eye with my asshole.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
Yeah. So I shaved.
The nice thing is that it's kind of fine hair.
It is. It is.
It's easy to...
Oh, it's two swipes.
Two swipes and you're done.
Yeah. But that was another part of prep that I wanted to mention because I feel like that's something we don't talk about. And so
and we didn't mention it in the episode either about shaving. And some people would really, like, I know I would if I knew I was going to have anal with a
partner.
You
don't have to. Like,
no.
100%. If you feel
My
comfortable with it,
great.
I didn't. And I'm sure a lot of that comes from shame and stuff. And that's just something I haven't worked through. So here I am,
world.
Those were my major prep things. Lube. Oh, my God.
Yep.
But yes.
So what did you do with lube with your plugs?
I was a mess. So I put a towel down every time I did anything. Solo play, anal, whatever. And the lube that I got, I love the lube for like when we're having like penis, vagina, penetrative sex. Mm-hmm. It's very like, I have lovability lube. Yep. And we love lovability. They're fantastic. I love their condoms. They're by far my favorite condoms I've ever used. Mm-hmm. And I love their other products too. But the lube is very watery and like thin. And so it feels like it can kind of dry up pretty fast.
Okay.
And so when we were, so like with sex, it's like with, in my vagina sex, it's fine because that's like self-lubricating right. also. But it would kind of just like slip off the butt plugs. And with gotcha. Anal, it would dry up really fast, it felt okay. like. So my recommendation, starting right off the bat, is get a more like gelatinous or like thicker lube.
Like silicone based?
Sure.
Right?
Probably. Yeah. That's
the thicker one, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So just a thicker lube, I feel like, would be most beneficial because it feels like it's not going to dry up as fast.
Right.
It's not going to go everywhere. It'll maybe actually stay on the toys a little bit better. Mm-hmm. That's my plan because I do want to continue playing around with this kind of stuff. But I can't with that lube because it just doesn't. Yeah, it makes things a little more raw than they need to be.
Gross.
But a great lube in other scenarios. Right. Just not my preference for this one.
For the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I think those are, I'm glad that we both covered that spectrum of what we prepared for.
Yes.
That was perfect because that just needs to be known. I'm glad you touched on shaving because, mm-hmm. I mean, for myself, I don't do anything for myself.
Like, I got to make sure.
I just show up.
And spam.
Show up as I am.
Did you, like, another thing I thought about but didn't like even consider, I wasn't like, I'm going to go do this, but like bleaching. You know what I mean? How people bleach?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I've seen my asshole bleach before, but yeah, it's to make it lighter because you poop for a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of your years. A lot of your years. Hopefully all of them.
Yeah.
And
fingers crossed.
Yeah. I think it just darkens the.
I don't really have a. Favoritism towards that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's what makes you feel so comfortable, like, by all means. But to me, it is my asshole. Like,
yeah,
that was so aggressive. It's my butt. It's my butt. And it's like, I would shave because that would make me feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it might be like not bleached doesn't faze me. It's like, it's my butt. Show me your asshole.
Putting bleach there scares me.
Yeah.
That's the first
concern
that I have.
What if I soak it up and then I die?
Yeah. Second of all, it just feels like. It feels like a really intense beauty standard.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into logistics.
Let's get into logistics. So I'm just going to start talking from my experiences and then you tell me yours.
Yes.
So I'm going to start obviously from the beginning. Let's start at the end.
As I did, let's start at the end. Pulling them out.
I don't like that
right
part,
to
I'm
going
to
be honest.
No, that's
That part feels demeaning.
I didn't look forward to it. I was really sad when I was done. I was like, now I have to do that.
Yeah. That's the part I'd almost rather just go up in me.
Yeah.
Come out my
mouth. Just take it.
Yeah.
Just give it to me.
That's part of my body now.
So I'll start with like kind of my first few experiences. So
okay.
I was very excited the first mm-hmm. night. I was so ready and I kind of let that excitement like make me like hasty. So my warm up wasn't long enough. So it definitely was a little bit uncomfortable for me going up. Like I said, the lube slippage was just like not, you know, my top
ideal.
Game.
Yeah.
So I don't think I warmed up as long as I should have to make myself like relaxed and ready for something to go up my butt. And then my lube wasn't on game. So it was a little uncomfy to get it up there. I only went the first bead, which was centimeters. Like it's very small. It was a very small first bead. But that's all I wanted to do for the mm-hmm. first time. Just
could you
to, like,
feel it?
Yeah, I could a little bit. Like okay. in me or
in you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could feel it. It definitely felt like full.
What was the alternative to if I said no?
I thought you meant like feel it when I was like inside myself or
okay.
like could I feel it in my butt?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I could feel it in my butt for okay. sure. It's not like, it wasn't like a pea, but it was like smaller. It was definitely smaller.
A pinhead.
It was like maybe the size of a dime. Like if the okay. dime was a circle.
Yeah. A dime is a circle.
No, like a full 3D circle. You get it.
A sphere.
Okay, whatever.
Spherical.
I'm not in geometry anymore. So lots of sensation, I will mm-hmm. say right off the bat, because I was using my vibrator as well. Definitely it was like, whoa, there's a lot coming in and out yeah. of everything. So when I did use my vibrator like inside of me, I could feel the beads start to vibrate in my butt, which was so good. Like that was literally what made everything worth it, because when I stuck my vibrator in, yes, my butt was vibrating, like my vagina was like that was the deal. Like I'm sold on this game. So that was really, really fun.
That sounds so fun.
So my orgasm came pretty fast, I'll say, for the first time. Maybe it's because I was like so excited. But it wasn't that like dramatic of a sensation where it like took me a while to get used to. Like it just felt like it's there. Sure.
Yeah. Just an extra.
Right. Exactly. So my orgasm came kind of fast. That was really fun. Pulling it out was my least favorite part, but it wasn't too bad since the bead was like fairly small. So I just took a deep breath and was like,
Bend it.
And I was like a little tipsy. So it helped me just like go right for it. The thing that I do want to be very honest about, though, is that I went to the bathroom after and I did have like a little bit of blood when I was like cleaning up. And so that I feel like I remember from Tristan talking about, like that can be pretty normal, like the first couple times that you're having anything go up your butt. So that did happen. I didn't freak out because I remember that conversation, but it was weird. It was weird to be like, oh, now I'm like affecting my body in different ways. So that was interesting. But overall, it was like a great first experience, just a little like uncomfortable in the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, I think that I love that description, like that full honesty. That's what we need to fucking hear. So the first time that I honestly, I'll be super honest, I was a little nervous about the butt plugs and I was like, what if it's gonna hurt? Because all I feel like even after Tristan's episode, I was like, maybe it'll still hurt. You know what I mean? Like maybe like it doesn't matter how small I'm starting. So I was in the shower one time and I'm like, I'm gonna put my finger up there. I'm just gonna see how it feels. Like if it feels too big or anything. And I did, and it was fine.
Right.
So let me start out by saying I might have a really loose asshole. I think that's a thing that we need to say before we get into the rest of my journey.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm good. So then I masturbated the like that night. I used my like vibrator, like my clitoral stimulator toy. And I used the smallest butt plug and it was like, oh, this feels good. I put lube on it. I didn't really do much prep at all. I think I did use my vibrator for like a little bit and then just put the plug in and I was like, oh, this is good. Like it felt like not a lot, honestly.
Okay.
And so I pretty quickly like switched it out and grabbed the medium one.
Really? The same night? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the same sesh.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, I feel this one a little bit more. So I like did my full like orgasm, everything. And my orgasm felt more intense. It was like that fullness and it just felt different. Like it felt like a like heavier, but in a good way, if that makes sense. It was just a like a it was longer too.
Yeah. Oh, that
was the other thing. It was a lot longer. So it was really cool.
Okay.
And how I physically did it, for people that are wondering, I was like on my bed, on my knees. I had a towel behind, like under me. I'm not shooting anything.
Getting ready.
I had a towel wrapped around my waist. No, I had a towel under me.
A beach towel because they're bigger.
I covered the room in towels. I had no idea what was going to happen. No, I was on my knees using like my clitoral vibrator, like in my hand, and I was like kneeling.
Okay.
So my butt was like up. It wasn't back on my legs.
No, I know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're kneeling.
And I had
tall
the butt plug in. Yes, I was tall kneeling. And it felt amazing.
Is that how you masturbate?
No.
On your knees?
No, I was scared to sit with the butt plug. I was scared it was gonna go in. I was scared it was gonna go in. I wanted clear. Okay, so for those that don't know, we met another podcaster and she was telling us about her experience with butt plugs, and she lost it in her bootay.
In her boot.
And that scared the crap out
of
us.
She couldn't find it. Her and her boyfriend were like looking for it.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it.
So that really scared me. So I was just wanting to be cautious and be able to like check a lot.
That's fair.
And so I did check a lot and it didn't go in. It didn't even close to go in. Honestly, the thing that was more of an issue was like falling out.
Oh, really?
Like if
you do have a loose asshole.
No, I think it, because I was like moving my hips a little bit. And so I think it was just like pushing it out.
Right.
Because my butt's like, oh, I know what to do with this.
I know what to do with stuff that's
out
in
you
here.
Go. Yeah. And so it was great. And then the, like, I think 2 days later, I tried the medium one again the next day. Totally fine. So I went up to the big one. Honestly, the big one hurt a little bit more. It didn't hurt, but I was like, oh, there's some stretch.
Bertha.
Uh-huh. Just like a little bit of a sting at first.
Uh-huh.
And then it was totally fine. And I actually loved it. It was great. And so I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Now I want to try it during sex.
Okay.
And so the next time my partner and I had sex, I tried the butt plug. And this is where the mishaps started
yay.
Happening. So,
well, not yay, but I like the mishaps. I like the honesty.
Once we like started, I wasn't sure what position I should be in because uh-huh. I was scared of losing the butt plug.
Yeah.
So we tried cowgirl and I was like really nervous about using the butt plug during this because for some reason to me, it's just felt like weird.
Okay.
I'm like, he's going to judge me. Not that my partner would judge me for anything in the entire world. But I was like, I didn't let him look at me when I was putting it in. I was like, don't look
Turn
at
away.
Me.
Close your eyes.
I honestly did because I was just like,
yeah,
shoving
well,
it up my ass.
It's not great.
Making eye contact. No, I'm not graceful at it yet, at the very least. Yeah. So I put it in, you know, same lube problems. I won't get into any of that anymore.
Right.
It was just I used as much as I could, got as much as I could to stick.
Right.
And then we tried cowgirl. And it just like wasn't working. I like couldn't get the right angle and it was like the butt plug was like hitting his
oh,
dick
yeah.
and something weird so it was like hurting him and I couldn't get the right it was just a clusterfuck and it didn't work and
uh-huh.
I was honestly really disappointed and we just like kind of stopped after that.
What size did you use for the first one?
The large one.
Oh wow.
No
okay.
wait, I used the medium one actually.
Okay.
I used the medium one and then it was kind of okay. And then I was like, I can't really feel it too much. Like, it doesn't, like, I want more. So I went to grab the large one. And then when I put that in, this is probably what really went wrong. So if you ask my partner, he will say that the number one thing that I do that turns him off is talk in between sex acts and say really not sexy things. So I took out the medium butt plug and I was like, I'm going to go put in the big one, but I wanted to go wash it first. So as I was walking out of the room, I'm like, I hope blood's not dripping out my ass.
Why did you say that?
Because I pulled out a butt plug and I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, but he has a boner. He's not going to keep it when you talk about blood.
I can tell you he
ass.
Didn't keep it.
I will be honest with you and say no.
And so it was very difficult to have sex after that.
God almighty.
I don't know. That was just what popped into my head.
You didn't bleed at all, though.
I didn't.
Okay.
So there was no blood. But I thought it would be a funny joke. It wasn't.
Okay. So did you have... I'll let you keep going until we get to your main part before
okay.
I talk about my second part. So did you try it again with sex?
Yeah. So it didn't work with cowgirl. It just like... I'm sure it would after I got more used to it and, like, we just worked through the issues. But it just felt so, like, frustrating
well,
and then neither
yeah,
of us were in the
you need
mood.
Position. Like, positions are a thing. You need to
yeah.
have, like, the right accessibility. So
and it
makes
got
sense.
Us just really out of the mood, honestly.
Right.
And if this were a year ago, I probably would have just never tried it again because it would have been a little embarrassing.
Right.
Even though it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But so the next time that I did it, I was like, you know what? I'll just be on my back.
Yeah.
We'll do missionary. That'll be fine. We did that and it felt amazing.
Yeah.
But when we really started like going, it popped out.
Really?
But like right towards the end. So it was like I
oh,
couldn't
no.
go like pop it back in.
Yeah.
And it was kind of disappointing. But it felt really good. It felt like that fullness
yeah.
that people have described to us. It was just like this full like... It felt fucking good. It
yeah.
was just a different sensation than I've ever had before.
Uh-huh.
And even though it did hurt like a little bit, it was kind of like a good hurt.
Yeah,
in a,
I know what you're talking
yeah.
about. Hurt
yeah.
so good. That's a thing.
Exactly. So it wasn't like this burning pain or anything.
Right.
But it was just like, oh yeah, that's stretched a little more than usual.
hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I loved it. And my orgasm was like a lot longer. It felt more intense. It was great.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you finally got to a success story with it during sex. Because
totally.
It would be really interesting to try that. I was very curious after my first time.
I also think that one of the reasons that these butt plugs fall out mm-hmm. is because of their shape. Their so shape, like I said, yep. they're not a regular shape. So there's not much keeping them in there. They're very like all one like width.
Right.
Except for the base where like, uh-huh. you know, that keeps it from going up your ass.
Yeah.
So it's like there's not much like keeping it there. And so I do really want to get a regular butt plug and see if that stays
yeah, more
better.
Of a diamond-ish.
Exactly. Something with more of a base diamond. On the inside.
Right.
So I think that's really what the issue was for me. I don't think that these are really made to be like pleasure butt plugs. I think they really are a training tool.
Gotcha.
To like, let's stretch your asshole so Probably. That you can take a dick.
I mean, that's what it said. So it might yeah. just be.
So I would.
There's a reason why most of them are shaped differently.
Exactly.
So, I mean, maybe it'll feel different too when you have a different shape.
Yeah, totally.
It could feel like you can't go any bigger.
Yes.
You know, so you never know.
It might hurt more. I would totally recommend these butt plugs though. And if anybody wants the link to them, they're just on Balesa.
Borrow.
No, not borrow. I won't share, but they are on Balesa.
Yeah. Love Balesa.
We love Balesa.
That's where I got my beads.
Where
too.
We get all our toys.
Yeah.
And they're definitely, they do exactly what they say they will.
Right.
So, and especially. I don't know why I'm so willing to be stretched, but
she's ready.
For others who aren't, I think they are a great, like, you can really start with a small one and just keep working your way up. And they were super fun during solo play. Like,
yeah.
That was honestly just as fun.
Right.
So.
Yay. Well, that's yeah. good. That makes me really happy for you.
Yeah. That makes me so full of joy.
Full of joy. Great. Well, okay. So I tried my beads a few more times. So I'm mm-hmm. just going to lump
and
all those.
You have two different types of beads.
I do. I haven't tried my second type.
Oh, okay.
That I just never got around to it. Mm-hmm. The ones that I did try are more spheres, like we said.
Spherical.
Globe shapes.
Yeah.
And then the
a little world up my ass.
Yeah. And then the second one, it was a pack of two or like diamonds. Basically.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. I haven't tried those
Glamorous.
Ones yet. Angles up there. Yeah. Lots of angles.
Edges.
So the second few times that that doesn't make sense. The next times that I tried it.
Yeah.
Still the same thing. It was uncomfortable a little bit to get it in because of the lube problem. But it felt great. Like I started to go farther. I even like increased how far it would go. Like I didn't just stop at one bead. Like if mm-hmm. I felt like I wanted to go farther, I like pushed it a little bit
and
deeper.
And how many beads did you get to?
I think three.
Okay.
And they actually get sizably big as you go
you're
up.
Like the next one is the size of
your
a fist.
the third one is like about quarter sphere.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
You might need the butt plug trainer set then if you're going to.
If I'm going to try anal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I think. But that was all I really wanted, too. Like, mm-hmm. I got the sensation that I wanted
yes.
From it. And so I will say that there was – so the first time I tried them, I was, like, totally chill with having a vibrator and a butt plug in. Like, mm-hmm. those were fantastic. The next couple times, my body, like, tensed when I tried to put the vibrator in. And it, like, would not want it. Like, I would immediately, like, feel my body, like, tense up. So I just stopped. Like, I gave myself just, like – clitoral stimulation with the beads in. But then once I started reaching my orgasm, which was very quickly, that was when my body like wanted it inside of me. So I like mm-hmm. did both. The beads were vibrating. I was vibrating. It was like that's
bomb.
When it was fantastic. But yeah, I just tried to like listen to my body a little bit more when it was like, I am really full.
Yeah.
Don't
that's
anymore.
Enough.
That is enough. I don't need anything else. So overall, like that was kind of the extent of what I played around with. It was just like the beads and trying to like breathe through it too when it was coming mm-hmm. out, because that's like like what comes out of your asshole, poop. Like mm-hmm. you're gonna feel like you're shitting the bed when you pull something
it
out of your butt.
It feels weird.
Yeah. So
and it's a little drier than when it went in.
And when it went in. So I just tried to like breathe through that a little bit more, work through a little bit more of the uncomfy feelings, because I did really love like having it in there at the same time. I bled every time, honestly, that I pulled
like
them out.
Like a lot or just like a little
no,
bit?
No. Like
a damn fountain.
Yeah, it was just, no, filled the bowl. No, it did not. It was like minor, like pen, head of the pen,
okay.
like
yeah.
dots. But I did like every single time. And like, yeah. I think that's just normal when you're beginning with butt play. What did I always said as my notes, like just remembering to like take a chill pill. Like, this is for your pleasure. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I tend to get like a lot of anxiety when I feel like things are coming up that could hurt. So like pulling them out. So like, remember that this was for your pleasure and just like, you're in control. Go as slow as you want. Like, pull them out at whatever speed. 'Cause it is funky because they go like big to small.
Yeah.
Big to small. But, and then it's like, so it's more of a process rather than just like pulling out something that's all the same length and like thickness. So it's kind of like weird feeling.
Absolutely.
Because your putt's like, I'm done. No, I'm not. I'm done. No, I'm not. So that was a little funky. And so I will say, I was going to save this for my tips, but I'll just say it now. I was craving like a butt plug instead of the beads. The beads were really fun because I liked that they were like silicone and kind of like more wiggly aroundy when I had the vibrator. But it was hard to get in my butt.
Yeah.
They were, because they're all like separate, you know?
I wonder if it would be easier with a partner. Like, if the partner's inserting them. That sounds scary.
That sounds scary because, like, to be so blunt, I had to, like, hold it at the very base of the ball and, like, shove it in my butt.
Yeah.
It, because they're all moving around. Like, it's not just something you can, like, stick in your
like
butt.
Like a noodle.
Yeah. But the having silicone beads is, like, harder. So it kind of took the sexy and, like, the fun away because it was hard to get them in.
So maybe not for partner play then if it's going to, like, disrupt the mood.
I feel like I would definitely suggest something that's just, like, solid. And that's something I want to try next is, like, I actually looked into them. I was like, maybe I should just get that because I would be more interested.
I want to try a B-Vibe one. They look so cool. And they have vibrating
ones. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think that would be the height of luxury.
I think so,
it's
too.
It's a vibrating butt plug. I'm telling you, that was the best sensation ever. Like, even though it was, like, peripheral, you know, vibrating, I loved it. That was so fun.
Okay, you've sold me.
Yeah. No, you definitely need to try something that can vibrate.
I'm just going to have, like, a basket full of butt plugs. And I never thought that would be me.
Never thought that would be me.
But it's bomb. It's amazing. And I feel like a lot of the reason we don't explore that is because it's taboo or shameful or you're slutty or whatever.
Like porn starry. And it's
exactly.
Like, it's not just a fetish. It can be like a pleasure thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are just words that are used to
distance it from being a normal thing.
To bring people down. Like, there is nothing wrong with anybody who wants to explore their sexuality to any extent. And so being able to do that feels very liberating.
Yeah.
Because that feels like a forbidden hole.
Forbidden hole. The devil's hole.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Though. Like, anal sex is like so dirty.
I know.
So intense. Which, like, one, I feel like that's super homophobic.
Mm.
And two, is just like so false.
Yeah. So false. It's fun.
God wouldn't have put it there if he didn't want me to stick something in it.
I call it just pleasure holes.
It's my pleasure holes. Any hole, I get pleasure.
And I will say one more thing, which I told Cass I wasn't going to talk about, but we're being so
honest.
Okay,
yay. I'm really glad
you're
going to
talk about
this.
So I am someone you would call hemorrhoid prone. So
I think the words you're looking for are hemorrhoid queen.
I would never want to call myself that. I won't, and I will not ever.
Princess?
I don't want to reign over any type of hemorrhoids. So if you are, I would say that after a few times of doing it, I did feel like one was coming on because it's going up and out of your ass. Like, it's not normal, you know, not what normally comes out of your butt. So I could feel one, like, coming on, and it was not super comfy.
Could you describe a little bit about what that feels like for somebody who maybe doesn't know if they've had a hemorrhoid or, like, because I feel like people can be not necessarily prone to them, but then get one from this.
Definitely.
So what would that feel like?
So
I'm sorry.
It feels like you're keeping a very small pee in between your butt. It really does. And I mean, like, the worse they get, they can get bigger, and then it can feel literally like there's just something, like, sitting on your asshole.
Like a marble?
Yes. It could, like, I've never had one that big, but you could. Like, it could just feel like something is just, like, sitting on your butthole. And it's painful to, like, go to the bathroom. It's painful to, like, walk around. It's super, like, uncomfortable and kind of itchy. And
yeah.
But, like, this really, it was so small. Like, I double checked. after everything. And I could see, like, maybe it mm-hmm. could possibly. So that's why I kind of, like, laid off towards the end of the week. I was like, I took a hot shower.
Let's give her,
like,
a rest.
Yeah, I was like, this is my body being like, I'm not quite ready for more mm-hmm. yet. So I tried to listen to that. And yeah. I just want to, like, that could happen. And that's totally normal, too, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, it's not super fun or sexy, but, like, you're sticking something in your butt.
But it's real.
It's real. It's honest. And it's like that could happen. So for me, I felt like one was coming on because I was engaging mm-hmm. in butt play. So I stopped. But it doesn't deter me from trying again later.
Right.
I'm very excited to try more. But yeah, that was something that could have yeah. happened. But the second I, like, stopped doing anything, I, like, took showers or baths. You can mm-hmm. do that too. That also helps a lot. And it, like, nothing came of it. Mm-hmm. But it could happen. And that's also normal. And your butt is fine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I'm really glad that you did share that, because I think that that is something that other people are going to experience.
Yeah.
And it's something, like, I don't know a lot about hemorrhoids. Maybe I mm-hmm. fucking had one and I just mm-hmm. like had, I don't know, I've had pains all over my body.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, they're really, really, really common. And I don't know. The first time I got one was
just
like in middle school.
Just because you're the hemorrhoid queen doesn't yeah. mean there aren't other
doesn't
queens
mean
out
there.
Doesn't
there aren't others. Exactly. So that was kind of where my experience ended mm-hmm. For now. And you, that did not end there for you.
It didn't end there. It went all the way. So I knew I wanted to try anal sex. It's something my partner and I have talked about for a while, like since right. we had our first butt stuff episode. And we've just never really had, like, the motivation, I guess, just because it felt like it was going to take, like, some prep and some, mm-hmm. I don't know. Which the other thing I was wanting to talk about with prep is I know that some people will, like, douche their
yeah.
assholes, which if that's what you want to do, that's totally fine. I guess I didn't feel the need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought the bidet was enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was. I will say that from the, like, there was no issues with poop throughout the entire thing.
Because that's something I will mention. For me, there was.
Okay.
Let's just throw that out there.
I love the honesty.
The poop is a thing.
Well, you don't have a bidet, though.
I don't have a bidet.
So.
I mean, and I thought I did as much prep as you could for a woman without a bidet.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It just, like, was less than I thought it was, like, not
wait, I
not
thought
the
it
amount,
was going to be a shitstorm.
Not the amount. I mean, like, and maybe because I was alone, but it also was just, like,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's my asshole.
Yes, it's my butt. It's yeah. my butthole. So it's, like, it just does. Sometimes it just can, and, like, what the fuck ever.
And I was fully prepared for that,
right.
especially with anal sex. I was
yeah.
like, you know what? If there's poop, there's poop. I'm like, this is a person that I is going to see every part of me mm-hmm. from start to finish. This person has seen me bent over a toilet, like, so sick.
Yeah.
So, you know what? If they get poop on their penis and
it's
they're...
the least of my worries.
Yeah. It's honestly the least of my worries. Uh-huh. So that kind of just went away.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into
yeah.
anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it wasn't
Brother.
Easy. So
yeah.
we were like, okay, I need to get in the mood, right? Mm-hmm. My partner... I've been, like, talking about it. I'm like, okay, we need to have anal sex. We're doing this episode. And he's mm-hmm. like, don't force yourself to have anal sex for the episode.
I
which
also
Emma
said
too. But I'm not forcing myself to do anything. I wanted to, and I love having a reason to do it, if I'm being
uh-huh.
totally honest.
You love homework.
I love homework. I can be kind of lazy if I don't have, like, that motivation behind it. And this is just, like, the perfect motivation for me.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't force myself to do anything. I never would. You can't mm-hmm. really force me to do anything. I'm a Taurus. I'm very stubborn. Anyways, so he, like, went down on me for a little bit, and then I was like, okay, like, let's just do it. So I got on all fours. He put on a condom, because that's mm-hmm. going to come in later. So
details.
Foreshadowing. use the lube. Again, it's pretty watery, so it was just kind of like, it would dry up really fast. I was on all fours and we couldn't figure out how to get it in. We
what
kept trying, like, this is going to get graphic.
Okay.
So, family, you should not have
you should have
press
already
play on this episode. I know, Mom, I know you're listening, but, like,
anybody
else just turn it off. It just, like, wouldn't go in. Like, mm-hmm. it literally just wouldn't. And then we'd be trying for so long that he would be soft, and then it's really not going to go
in. It's really not going to go in.
And it was like, it wasn't that we couldn't find the hole. It just wouldn't go in. It was like too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, like what is going on? I like tried getting like not on all fours, but like on my like elbows, you know what uh-huh. I mean? Like on my forearms with like my ass in the air. And I will say that like at the start of this, I did talk to my partner about what I was nervous about because I was insecure about being so vulnerable
right.
and like I was completely naked, obviously.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
With my ass in the air
yeah.
and just like, yeah, I have insecurities.
Yeah.
Like anybody else.
Like, yeah.
And we really talked through those before and he was like, I love you. I think you're beautiful no matter what. He's
you
like,
and
I love
your butthole are beautiful.
And it was just like,
yeah.
He was so sweet about it. And I like said something about my ass. He's like, you want to see my asshole? I was like, not really.
No, thanks, babe.
So he was very sweet about it, as per usual. Made me feel very safe, which I wouldn't do butt stuff with anybody I didn't feel safe with. That's my probably top tip.
That's the top tip.
And it just wouldn't go in. Mm-hmm. So I was frustrated. He was like, why are we still trying to do this? I'm like, I have an episode to do.
Oh, my God.
I was determined.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
Which I think this is probably a time when it would be okay to quit. But I really didn't want to because I really wanted to experience it. And it's something that I've been, like, working myself up to. I mm-hmm. did all these fucking butt plugs for it. I'm like, I'm ready. So I'm like, let me put in the biggest butt plug. Maybe I'm just nervous. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe my butthole is scared, which is mm-hmm. understandable because I'll be honest, his dick is a lot bigger than the biggest butt plug.
Uh-huh.
Like, he put it right next to it and he was like, this might be why. And, so I put it in and we like had sex for a little while and then we're like, okay, like let's just try it. So I got back on all fours and it still wouldn't go in. Mm-hmm. And then he would get, it was just like this horrible like cycle. So we're like, fuck, like what do we do? And then I was like, you know what? I think this position isn't right for us.
Yeah,
I don't like doggy style
right.
in the first place when like during, you know, vaginal sex, like I just don't like it. It feels... I like feeling really like close,
mm-hmm.
like my full body. I like it being close. Mm-hmm. So we did like the spooning type position.
Mm.
It went right in. I will say, so he had to go pretty slow. And at first it would only be like just a little bit. And then he's like, do you want me to go? Like we sat there for a little bit and we were just like talking like normal. Like it wasn't sexual
oh my
at all.
God.
We were like, is that working? Like, did we get it? It was so... If we weren't so close, that would have been, it was such a researcher moment. And it was just so like just two normal people, but his penis was in my butt. And then we're like, okay, like let's get into this a little bit. But he started to like, you know, go in and out. I was like, oh no. It hurt.
Yeah.
And so he went in and out for a little bit, like just very slightly. And then we just worked our way up and then it was totally fine. And he like
really?
Fully went in and out. And it was just like we had full like anal sex.
Really?
Yeah.
He went
in the same session. Not like all the way out.
Okay.
But like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
a stroke.
Yeah, like a stroke.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it felt good?
It felt really good.
Was there like a threshold you had to get past before it had to feel
Yeah, it was
good?
Just like a threshold that I had to get past. Like it felt good from the start. It was just like, whoa, it kind of hurts. And then it was like, my butt was like, I welcome you.
I welcome you. Come in.
Yeah. And it was, oh, okay, the condom thing. I will say, so we tried this a bunch of times. And so we had changed the condom every time. And it was just like a bitch. And so the last time we did do it without a condom. And mm-hmm. that worked way better, I think, because the lube didn't dry up as fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, I'm so happy that it finally
yeah,
worked.
Yeah,
it felt good.
Yeah. So
that's what I was always worried about, that there was a point, like it never felt good
mm-hmm.
or like the in and out would always feel uncomfortable.
I feel like if it doesn't feel good, you're not ready for it.
Right. Yeah. I just would always feel like you'd feel like you were pooping when it came out.
Mm-mm. It didn't feel like that at all.
Okay. Did you have a butt orgasm?
I did not have an orgasm. I will say that. I don't know if I would have an orgasm from that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would need like clitoral stimulation. I'd want to get my vibrator. Like,
right.
I would want to incorporate other things for sure. But it was just like a fun, like pleasurable sensation. It wasn't like a, this is top notch. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck have I been doing? This is the right hole. But it was like a,
this is the right hole.
It was like, oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a really cool sensation. I will say, so he said it felt different. Then
this feels different.
Well, he said it felt like when your arm falls asleep, but in a good way.
Maybe because it's just so much tighter.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
He put his dick to sleep.
I know. So I put dicks to sleep. I don't think it's a good thing.
I don't know.
But so I guess my butthole isn't super loose.
Not for penises.
Is the end of it.
His penis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yay. I'm so glad for both of us. We did a great job.
So it was a really good experience. I will do it again. It's, will it be like my primary sex? Like, will anal sex be my primary sex? No. But I was really happy to have experienced it. It was cool having that experience with my partner. Mm-hmm. Having it be so like messy, I guess, and like not work and be like willing to keep going felt really like, oh, okay. And it just made me feel really, really comfortable with him. And I already feel really comfortable with him. But it was this like different sense of like, you've seen my asshole. You've been in it. But yeah, overall, it was really interesting. I would say I'm not super sore right now. If I like purse my butthole, I guess. It's like I can tell there was something in it.
Right.
But it's kind of like I took a really big shit.
Yeah. Well,
it's like a similar feeling. It's like, it's not unbearable.
Yeah. You're just like, I need to sit.
I don't have to sit on peas or anything.
No.
Like frozen peas. But yeah, it's just like, okay.
Yeah,
that was a thing.
Yeah.
Do I want to like hop on a Peloton and do a ride right now?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe later.
Yeah.
So what would we say are our top tips to take away from? I would say obviously lube.
Oh.
Find a lube that really works well for you.
A thick lube.
A thick lube. Figure out how to put that on your own way and then tell me.
and then tell me what you got.
Yeah. For me, another tip would be having good warm up if you're someone that like gets very much wrapped up in your head, or if you're, I would say, alone too, not necessarily like especially alone, but you know, when you're by yourself, you don't really have someone to help keep you stimulated.
But make it a fun thing.
Yeah.
Too. Make it a full experience.
Totally.
Don't just shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Like, date yourself for the night a little bit. Have fun with it. That would be my second tip.
What would you require of someone else if they were to stick something up your butt? Do that for yourself.
Yes, exactly. There you go. What else would I say? There's going to be poop for some of you. And
hemorrhoids
And join the club is what I'd say. You are welcome here. And if you want to talk about it, you can.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. And then my last tip would be totally try beads if you want to. Mm-hmm. I did like them, but I would try a butt plug instead. Mm-hmm. Going forth, I liked how much they moved around with my vibrator, but I would prefer something more like firm,
substantial,
to stick up my butt.
Yeah,
and I think those would be my top tips, and I am like super excited, and I hope people would want to try.
Yeah,
because I would through all the good, the bad, and the ugly, I totally recommend it.
100%.
It's just exploring what pleasure could be in your body, and if you're comfortable pushing those boundaries, I think you should. Because your body is like full of different pleasure zones, and
exactly.
I just want to live in it as much as I can.
Stop limiting our access to pleasure, because we are purposefully limiting our own access to pleasure.
Right. If it's not for you, totally chill.
Fine.
Skip over us right now. But if you are the least bit curious, I would say totally fucking try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you have one hell of a time.
I hope you have a buttload of fun. I would say like yes to all of those tips. I think those are beautiful. Those are perfect. The other tip that I would give is like it is going to be
clunky,
crunchy. It's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna work perfectly.
No.
The first time or the second time or the third time, maybe.
Yeah.
Or any of the times that you try it.
Yeah.
But keep trying. If it's something that you're interested in, and figuring out what works for your body. Like, I am so glad that we changed positions, because when I think of anal sex, I'm like, oh yeah, it's like doggy style, and they're like, you know. But it's like, that didn't work for us at all. It didn't work for either of us, my partner or me.
And you know what's funny is that wasn't even the first position that Tristan talked about.
No.
That was like the last. That was like the most experienced one was being on all fours, but that's the one that we all go to.
Exactly.
So it's like, switch it the fuck up if it's not working.
Exactly. So that's what we did, and it worked super well. Like, I just keep trying if it's something that you're interested in, because it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome, like, pleasurable experience. Mm-hmm. And if it's not feeling pleasurable, if it's hurting, if it's feeling uncomfortable, like, stop, pause, take a step back. Maybe it's not for you. Or maybe you're going too fast, or you're not using enough lube, or you're not in the mood. Like, don't force it on yourself. Mm-hmm. And also remember that, like, it might not feel amazing the first time.
No, it definitely wouldn't feel amazing.
Exactly.
It was just fun, and I was more curious. I wasn't averted, like, you know, I hate this, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't say it was super like, this is the new best thing that God has given me.
It's not, like, at all.
Toward when I was climaxing, it was fun to have, like, multiple mm-hmm. sensations, but I wouldn't say the entire experience was God's gift to earth.
No, definitely not. So just give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to get poop on something. Allow yourself to
get a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Whatever. Get a little bloody.
Yeah.
Whatever. Had a lot of stuff go on.
I mean, it's good though. I think it was really good that, like, I feel like I had experiences that you didn't.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that we experienced it differently. And, like, my threshold was smaller than your threshold, but I had more severe symptoms than mm-hmm. you did. And I think it's just, it's good. Hope you guys have fun with it. And I hope you guys enjoyed hearing our experience and enjoyed the first Cass and Emma do.
Emma and Cass do.
Emma and Cass do. Is that what we decided? My first?
Yeah, you're first.
Love it for
love
me.
Love it.
Emma and Cass do, because this has been really fun for us.
Yeah. And if you have any other questions about our experiences, we are, as per usual, so welcome to
oversharing. Some people would call us open books.
Yes. We don't believe in shame or
oversharing.
Oversharing.
Perhaps so, TMI. I don't know who she is. But
No. She's a stranger.
Here. Yeah.
Not anyway. In my butt. So please feel free to ask us on Instagram at HoneyDoMe or TikTok.
Or TikTok.
At HoneyDoMe.podcast.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.